Down my days.
Okay. Tana Maisa Lomiyaka. Rav, Amr Rav Yudim Rav said that we know Kesef Kedushim from the Yotzechinim in Kosef. The Tana Maisa Lomiyaka, but the Tana learns it's Mir. Tanya, keep the Chishishu Bala. Volume was simply Chen Deinov, Kimotza Be'erviz Dover. Right? So the person says, keep the Chishishu Bala. And we learn out in the price in kicha lo bekesef. V'chein oimer nesati kesef asoda kach mimeni. I gave the kesef the soda kach mimeni. Kicha is kesef. So that's the drasha that we know from the beginning of the paragraph. Fine. Now the shaila is like this. Okay. The Tanya Rashi says, "V'tanam Ma'isel Ma'achol Kedusha Kesef, the Yolof Lu Rav Yudda Dela'el Me'in Kesef." That which he learned from Me'in Kesef before, not from the Tanya Mikicha the Steyafin. We learn it. This, the Tanya learns it from the Kicha of Steyafin. Why you need both drushes, we'll see. But the Shaila is like this: the pasuk that the Brisa brings, "Kiyakach Yishishu Bala," that's the part of the pasuk we're darshening. It happens to me that the second half of that pasuk is that if he doesn't like her, then he sends her out. In license, they end up kimatzu be'erviz dovar, whatever the end of the pasuk is. So Rashi says kiyakach chishishu bala. The tzicha kosef get lepoitzu mikichazu. The Torah requires a get to get out of this kicha, to pater her from this kicha, to release her from this kicha. Because the kosef saved the kolik. It says at the end of the pasuk. V'ho in lois dimso. Why is actually telling us that? Because the Gemara quoted that part of the pasuk. But the shaila is, why did the Gemara quote that part of the pasuk? Was it okay? So the Maloy Roim asks this kasha. He asks this kasha, the Maloy Roim, and the answer depends on the Gemara Vaita. So let's see the Gemara Vaita first, and then we'll see the teretz of this kasha. Why did the Gemara quote this part of the pasuk? Yeah, ain't kicha the bekesef, the chen oimer, and the satik of the kach mimeni. Track the Gemara. Valoi dinu. Why do you need a pasik to teach me kesef? I already know from Kal v'chomer. Uma amah ivriyo she'ein a niknes b'biyo. Niknes b'kesef. And I'm ivriyo that you can't be koiner with biyo, but you could be koiner with kesef. Zoo. So in Isha, should nicknames be that you could be kind of with Bia? Ain't I didn't you think with the Kesef? Shouldn't you certainly be able to be kind of with Kesef? So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Why? Yevamet Techiach. Huh?
What's the starting point
that
to make that comparison?
Right, what do you mean?
Right.
Well, I mean,
that's
a kasha. She's like Karka. She's
like,
you know, okay, but she's not Ivriya.
Making
Kinyan
not on her. I mean, obviously.
Meaning it's not for Isha. No, it's not for Isha. So why in the world, right, that's a kasha. Why are we saying that you see Bia doesn't help for her? Yeah, Bia doesn't help for her because she's not Isha.
Exactly.
What would you think Bia does help for her? Being Koina and Amma.
Where does Bia work? Anywhere.
Right. It's only... Right. So that's a kasha. 1 second. I'll pause it for 1 second.
Maybe because an Amma is possible, potentially could marry her.
Because of Bia. Yes. Could marry her.
So it's a beginning process of perhaps being able to marry her. So we think that's a way of being Koina. I mean, what else is there?
So pause it for 1 second. I'm just going to get my notes. Yeah, so that's the kasha. I don't remember the teretz. I'll come back to it. Mr. Hashem. Yeah, Ellie, you hear the kasha? What does that maybe have to do with the kingdom of Bia Bichlal, that you would use that as a reason that to play into the factor to play into the Kal v'chomer? It's not a kingdom for Ishas anyway, so what's that do with Bia? Well, in this Shlomit...
Because Bia is only worth officially by one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mom would be ashamed to be a kesef. Due to the B.A. in the day, she's sick to be kesef. The Gemara says, Yivama Tarkeach, Yivama proves that it's not true. She Niknas Bagdiyah. Yivama is Niknas Bagdiyah. They Niknas Bagdiyah, which is not Niknas Bagdiyah. So I see from Yivama that it's not true that just because you have a Kenyan Bia, you have to have a Kenyan Kesef. There's a fear from the Kaaba Koyman. The Gemara says, 1 second, we can remove that fear of how? Mal Yivam, which again, in Niknas Mishtar. We're talking about Bezuch Niknas Mishtar. Yivam has a weakness, but it's not Niknas Mishtar. So maybe the fear of you ask from the Kaaba Koyman that you see from Yivam, that even though she's Niknas Mishtar, she's not Niknas Mishtar. That's only because Yivam is weaker because she's not Niknas Mishtar either. But Nisho, which is Niknas Mishtar, is more similar to the Am, and the Am Nevi is also in the Kishtar. The male of the Kaaba Koyma is still intact. We want to move the Kaaba Koyma from Am Nevi, that if Kesef works by her, it definitely works by an Isha. Yivama was the Kasha that shouldn't be true, but Yivama is not a Kasha because Yivama doesn't work with Shtar either. Yivama anyway has a weakness. So the male of the Kaaba Koyma comes back. As the Gemara is saying, that if Am Nevi'ah doesn't work for Bia and does work for Kesef, Kaaba Koyma and Isha, which does work for Bia, does work for Kesef. Yivama is different. There's no Shtar by Yivama either. So the fact that Yivama doesn't work by Kesef is not a Raya, because no Shtar by her either. And Isha has Shtar. So the male at this point, the Kaaba Koyma comes back.
Or this right, it's not, you can't compare it, you can't use it as a counter. We're saying that here, Bia is a weaker one, right? Meaning Bia, which is weaker,
which doesn't work out in Bia because it does. So if
certainly by Aisha, it should work.
Ah, you see from Yivama, Bia works because it doesn't.
Right. But even when you're the case of Bia, you don't necessarily have Kesef.
Right. Maybe that's only by somebody that doesn't have Shtar either. It's just like she doesn't have Shtar, she doesn't have Kesef. Someone that does have Shtar, I would say it's Kesef too. But I want to get to this soon.
That's right.
If we're just talking about a weakness, or if we're talking about...
I learned that because... Right, they're not comparable. Obviously, Yivama is very different in some way. You can't use it as a proof. Because
so let's see.
No, it's nothing like that.
So just give me this. I think this question you're asking, I think, is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to look at this. Let's see the next part, and then. Mali bomber shvein ein nigdu v'shtar. Tom bezush nigdu v'shtar. So Gemara says Talmud loy mar ki ikach ish. So therefore we bring a pasuk ikach ish. Now 1 second. What?
To
teach us that she's nigdus b'kesef. Now we just finished saying that the Kaaba Koyma works. If the Kaaba Koyma works, why bring a pasuk? To correct the Gemara, Lomeli kro ha'asilo. We already learned from a Kaaba Koyma. So Amar of Ashi Mishum the Ikel Meimar Meikar the Din of Pircho. No, the reason we need a pasuk is because in the initial stage of the Kaaba Koyma we have a Pircho. Forget about Yevamo. We have a Kasha Mineu Bay in the Kaaba Koyma that we were bringing from Amivriya. What's that? Meikar Gemaisis Lo. Where do you want to bring this from? Amivriya. Mal Amivriya. Shechin Yoytze B'Kesef. Toimar Bezu Shechin Yoytze B'Kesef. Tamal Loimar Ki Yikach Ish. Meaning what? Mal Amivriya. That goes out with Kesef. She could be pointed herself out, right? If you pay the other, the difference between what's left for the 6 years, she goes out. So maybe that's why she could be nicknamed with Kesef. But an Ishu who can't go out with Kesef, there's only one way an Ishu goes out with a get. So maybe she can't be nicknamed with Kesef. So Rashi says, Mekar the Dino, Mimokum Shata Balumoy, Dahino Amivriya, Yeshlo Hashiv, from that place itself you can answer. Ulahaki Kama Mekar the Dino, Pircha. Shachuva Sheshiv Betchila. First we were talking about the Yivama. Now we say, no, forget about the Yivama. Let's go back to the beginning. And from the beginning already we have a Pircha. אז הוא מקום אחר, what's the פירחוס? זה עד ששכן יועצה בכסף. שפוידה את עצמו בסוג שי שונים, אם זה יועצה, כתכסיד, זה היפתה. אוקיי? והויל וכסף, חושב בו לפנויסו, חושב נעמי לפנויסו. So that line of Rashi, what does he mean? Why can't we learn from Avraham Avinu? So Rashi seems to be saying, because since she can go out with Kesef, so therefore maybe that's why you were also kind of her. Maybe that's why you could also be kind of with Kesef. Because just like Kesef can release you, Kesef brings you in. But an Isha that's not released by Kesef, which is only released by Get, maybe Kesef can't bring her in. Good. Makes sense. Taisus. Taisus first line, look at this. Who had din the much of the minkin shekhen yaitz, pashesh, the yoivel, the simonin. The Gemara didn't have to say that you can't live from Avraham Avinu because she goes out with Kesef. It could have said other things too. It could have said she goes out with yoivel, for 6 years, or simonin. Elanigalei lanifach pirch, the shaykh afbashif for kenaimish. So why did it pick Kesef and Taisus? Because it wanted to tell you a reason that shaykh afbashif for kenaimish too. The month of the Nebbi Chavi Chavi Mishif the Kenainis also. The Shaykh appear for the Simonim Shesh and Yoivel. By Shif the Kenainis, Simonim Shesh and Yoivel aren't true, aren't a Gaya. So pick Kesef, because Kesef is the one thing that if you'll try to bring this Chavi Chavi Mishif from Shif the Kenainis also, so the common ground between the Ami Avri and the Shif the Kenainis is the Kesef. They both go out with Kesef. They go out to be pointed out with Kesef. But if it would have said by Amavriya or Yoivel or Shei Shonin, then you would say, okay, so that's why I can't learn out from Amavriya, but why can't I learn out from Shifu Kenainis? I'll make the same exact kind of karma that Gemara makes by Shifu Kenainis. No, you can't, because they go out with Kesef. Now, what's this talking about? We just learned in Rashi that the Pshat in the Gemara of why you cannot learn out from Amavriya is because since she goes out with Kesef, Kesef releases her. So I mean, that explains why she's bought with Kesef, right? The kidney I have in her is in Kesef. So if you pay it out, you pay it out. So what? So that's Kesef, yeah, but the Gemara could have said also that she goes out with the Yoyim, or Simon, or Shei Shana. What does that do with anything? What does that do with anything? That explains why she goes out with Kesef? Why she's pointing with Kesef? Again, right, Rashi's saying, the Gemara is saying, you know why you could be clean over Kesef? Because she goes out with Kesef. And therefore, don't bring me a ride from Ami Avriya to a regular Isha. So he says, yeah, I could have also said she goes out in 6 years. It's
beautiful. Or maybe not like Rashi.
Oh, so that's cool. I think the Marsha says it. Is the Marsha? We'll look it up in a minute. He says, that's the Chorim HaChlekes Mishraim over here. When the Gemara says, you can't learn from Ami Avriya because she goes out with Kesef, does it mean because there's a specific reason here why you can't learn that since she goes out with Kesef, that teaches, that shows me that she goes in with Kesef, and therefore it's not shaykh to compare the two? Or does the Gemara just mean to say, since the Amavriya is a weaker kinyan, because she goes out for other reasons, so maybe by her, a kinyan Kesef is enough. But maybe that same kinyan Kesef is not strong enough for a regular Isha who does not go out for all these reasons. You follow? That's what Tosfos is learning. Who speaks this out? Look at my shot. Look at my shot. My shot, page 2. This is along the lines of what you were asking before. Yeah, look at this. My shot, page 2. Ahmed Beis on the left hand column, which is Ahmed Beis. The Divya Maslam, the Akkar of the Dino. Yoytzu Bekesef, who had in Shekhan Yoytzu Beshesh Beyoytel, Ad Khan the Shoinen. The Fimash, Piyosh Vashu, Shekhan Yoytzu Bekesef. Hoyle Bekesef, Choshe Bolif Toysa, Choshe Bolif Noysa, Ad Khan the Shoinen. But that, according to what Rashi learns, Mira, the Meshesh Beyoytel, the Simon of Lekal and Mifrich. Hawka can be a Kesef. There's no Kasha from Shesh and Yoytel and Simon. What's Bolif talking about? The Ope Shat in the Gemara is, as soon as she goes out with Kesef, she comes in with Kesef. But Tzorech Loimar, that Toysa from Farshim, hard to come as you can yoytis for Kesef, Hainu. What the Gemara means is like this, according to Tosfos. Kiven sheyesh la'am yevriya din chadash. She'enoi be'isha b'yitziyas kesem. You see that she has a way of going out that the isha doesn't have. Hachinami k'lameh, but this was in chadash. She'enoi be'isha le'inyin k'niyas kesem. So therefore I can say she also has a different way of coming in. Vimkein shabba b'matzulameh, ma'ashachin yoytzi b'sheish b'yoyba, k'machos with Tosfos. Meaning Tosfos is learning, it's not the pshat like Rashi, that you see it's a kesef dika din by her. Since she goes out with kesef, she comes in with kesef. All of my means is, since you see she has other ways of going out than the isha has, so mamela, she has other ways of coming in. Right? Kama she goes with toys, she has gavna, comes with a common, okay, fine. Moshe goes what toys. So again, so going to Rashi, the Gemara is saying a specific svara, right? If she can buy her way out, then it makes sense that I bought her to bring her in, and therefore you can't compare it to anything else. That's what Rashi is saying. Toys is special in a monetary thing. The mammon is sick of things. You see that her old kinyan is a kinyan in mammon. If she can buy her way out, that means that I bought her to get her in. Yeah? But you can't compare that to an issue who can't buy her way out. She can't buy her. Tyson says that's not the point. The point is you see that copying it seeth, yeah? She has other options of getting out that the issue doesn't have. So just like copying it seeth, she has other options of getting out. So too, copying coming in, she has other options of coming in. And therefore, you can't bring any raya from her to the issue. So that's why Tyson says the Gemara could have also said Sheishan, and we could have also said Yoizel. The only reason it didn't is because it wanted to say something which is Shaykh and Shibka Kinaitis also. Tyson said that too. You're in the bar.
This is a little tenuous because some try to say, since there are other ways she can go out.
Yeah.
She's not comparable to Anisha.
Yeah.
But aren't there almost always going to be some kind of difference between the two things you're comparing?
Yeah.
So Rashi is more like, cool, my point. Kesef
right.
Specifically works
right.
By her because
right.
She goes out with Kesef. I understand. So I was just pointing out, okay, there's another difference by her. But something else, maybe it's like the show you're getting at is why the Torah brings it ties together. Going out and coming in.
Oh, I want to get back to that. Hold on one second. The Malay of Ryan from before?
Yeah,
I want to get back
to that.
So the truth is, I want to tell you also, very good. The very good. Oh, 1 second. Can you pause it?
No. Pause
it 1 second.
Okay.
Can you bring me financial? Okay, so two things. I just want to speak out two things. Again, Rashi's learning it's a function, the kesef. And so it's saying, no, any if you see that she can go out for other reasons, then that means you can come in for other reasons. You can't bring me a riot. But I'm just, this is no guess what we were speaking about before. The way the Malaya, this same Malaya Ryan, which I want to get back to in a minute, explains what Tosfos means to say. Like, she was asking a little bit, so what? There's other things, other ways of going out. I mean, there's chinukei dinim by these things. It's not all going to be the same. So the way Leirim says it is very interesting. The way he explains Tosfos is what Tosfos means to say is, well, the way I was phrasing it before, that if you see that it's easier for her to be released than a regular isha. A regular isha can only be released with shtar. Period. Guess. She can be released with money, with yoivel, with 6 years, with simonim, yeah. You see that it's easier to go out, so then it could be that the kinyan kesef which was made for her, the strength of that kinyan kesef is only strong enough for a situation where the way out is easier. But an isha that we would say, let's use the lashon, he has more of a stronger kinyan than the isha. Her raya, that there's less ways for her to go out, maybe he needs a stronger kinyan also. And maybe kinyan kesef not strong enough. Maybe we're trying to make a raya to the strength of the kinyan. So that's what the Malabrayim explains Taisus. It's very geshmak way of saying. Mashar doesn't exactly say it that way. But the Malabrayim says it that way. It's very... He's saying it for whatever reason. That's what I want to see for Yeshua, because he says he's saying it to answer something for Yeshua, but let's leave that out. It's just for our own purposes, though. It's a better havana in what Taisus is saying. So on that, the Malabrayim says, now we understand why the Gemara originally started out bringing the part of the pasuk that talks about get. It was a, what do they call that, a foreshadowing?
Yeah.
Meaning Gemara is saying that we need a pasuk of kinyikach to teach me keset. Ah, you'll ask me, which Gemara does ask me, why can't you just learn it out from Amibriya? There it is, because an Amibriya doesn't go out with a get. And an Isha does go out with a get. So since you go down with a get, there's only one option for us to learn, and that's Kiyikach. So in order to bring that about, the Gemara quoted the entire bus with Kiyikach, and she goes out with a get. That's what Lawyer Ryan says. Okay? Alright, so we'll stop here. There's the next, we'll finish tomorrow, the next part of the Gemara. The next part of the Gemara is because there's two more Taisus, and I don't know if you guys didn't see that. You didn't see the extra Taisus there. Because I don't look at them first. Yeah, Hecha and Kosov, yeah, the next part of the Gemara. Hey, just the next few lines, so do that. Hecha and Kosov.